GunSceneFightScene.com here. Matt Yanofsky and Dylan Silverstate to recap an excellent night of boxing from Newark's Prudential Center. Main event of the evening was Thomas Adamack taking on a big heavyweight for the first time in Michael Grant, a former contender who has clearly fell a long way. Adamack wins a 12-round unanimous decision, very effective on the inside with left hooks. Has an excellent jab, circles the ring, perhaps the best he's ever circled, while Grant is mostly ineffective. Recap the fight for us.
Well, basically, I don't know which if I was more disappointed in Grant or if I was, you know, really excited that Adamick really showed his versatility in his game, really breaking down the long reach of Grant, getting inside the combinations, and then moving out quickly. It really impressed me throughout the fight. Had a couple scares there where he got caught by some heavy hands by Grant, but all in all, really a great showing for Adamick.
Absolutely. You know, Michael Grant did have some opportunities. You know, he buzzed him in the 12th round, but the firepower was too little too late. You know, he was the bigger man. When he threw some good shots, Adamack was clearly moving away. With the victory, Adamack moves to 42-1 with 27 knockouts. Grant slides to 46-4 and may seek retirement after this, being it was another bad performance and a loss. Co-main event of the evening was the return of former prospect of the year, Joel Lovechild Julio, scores a 10-round unanimous decision over Philadelphia's Jamal Davis. Davis had a couple nice rounds early on. You know, Julio took over from there. He hurt him at one point, and then he really slowed down from there. Julio has definitely fallen a bit from the guy they once thought he was. Wins a 10-round unanimous decision, but I wasn't all that impressed.
If anything, I was more impressed with Davis, if anything. I really expect it to be a short fight, not go more than 4 or 5 rounds. Well, you know, of course, with Julio's reputation. All in all, you know, there was some fireworks in the middle rounds. Towards the end, it came to more of a lull there. But, yeah, I really don't know what to expect from Julio next. I mean, what is there next for him?
You know, I don't know what's next either. You know, he's clearly not one of the top fighters. He did all right with Angulo before getting knocked out. Got stopped by James Kirkland, lost a decision to Sergey Zinzeruk, and also was outboxed by Carlos Quintana in his first loss. He is, I guess, what you would call a contender. You know, a guy who's got his shots, may get one more, but has lost to the upper echelon fighters. Now, second fight of the pay-per-view was Brooklyn Saddam Ali with a dazzling performance, a la Roy Jones a little bit, where he toyed with the normally tough and game Lennon Arroyo, stopping him for just the second time with a body shot in the 5th round. Now, Ali was in clear control. He was fast. He was putting together combinations, getting the crowd to ooh and ah a little bit. Phenomenal performance from Saddam Ali. He looks like a tremendous prospect right now.
Yeah, Ali was really playing to the crowd, which I think will get more than just your average boxing fan to really come out and watch him, especially down the line if all really comes to fruition and he becomes as good as you know he should be. He looked great tonight, and really I'm just excited to see him in the future.
Amen, amen. In the opening bout of the pay-per-view, a little bit of a disappointment, not by the winner, by the guy who lost the bout. Jeremy Bryan, coming off his first loss, a knockout in April, to Vincent Arroyo, there's a little bit of controversy there. Comes back, looks pretty good in the first round, you know, boxed effectively. His opponent, Daniel Mitchell from Pittsburgh, got hit in the eye, supposedly with a shoulder, and quit on his stool. The crowd was livid about that. You know, Brian did what he had to do. It's really hard to assess anything from there, but, you know, he's a good prospect. I think he'll be coming back. Prior to that, off TV, the pro debut of heralded Shmuel Pagan. Interesting story, full Puerto Rican fighter with Jewish heritage. You don't see that every day. 4-round decision over Raul Rivera. Clearly dominated the fight. He dropped and won every round. What did you think of Shmuel Pagan?
I thought great things. He looked wonderful in his first bout. I mean, 5-times Golden Glove winner in New York. I know Rivera is obviously not the toughest competition in the world, but it is his pro debut. All in all, he looked very good. Very fast hand speed and a quick defense.
Another Golden Glove champion, 3-time New Jersey Golden Glove champion, Tyrone Lucky of Middletown, made his debut literally in the blink of an eye, stopping Larry Yanez in less than a minute, decking him before stopping him on his feet. You know, it's hard to assess since Yanez didn't have anything, but I guess just from what you saw in that little bit, I mean, Tyrone Lucky looked pretty good.
I believe he's one of those fighters where you're not going to write right now claim as the top echelon right now. It's obviously his debut. But you're also going to say, you know what, this kid might have something a little special here. It's all about his training and whether he has it inside of him to really bring it out. And, you know, I think he has the skills.
Osnell Charles of Atlantic City also earned a 4-round unanimous decision over Hector Collado in a junior lightweight bout. It was a good night of boxing. We had 7, you know, good fights. It was entertaining. The crowd was packed. It was probably the biggest crowd they had for an Adamack fight. I'd estimate around 12,000 people. Assess the card as a whole.
For the people who came out, I mean, obviously it was a very pro-Adamick crowd out there, and, you know, But if someone were to come to this fight and really not really know much about boxing, I think they would have gotten their night's worth, really. It was a really exciting night.
Absolutely. I think it's safe to say that he is the biggest draw in New Jersey since the late, great Arturo Gatti. Adam Ackes really has a special following here. You know, they built it up quickly from his first fight when he did 2,000, you know, to 6,000, to 10,000, now to probably 12,000. We'll get the number soon. Recapping a great night of boxing, this is Matt Yanofsky and Dylan Silversafe from GardenStateFightScene.com.